China's gross domestic product increased by 7.3% in the third quarter. That is the lowest such figure since 2009, when the economy was still recovering from the global financial crisis. The growth rate also was lower than government targets. That slowing economy is likely to be a key issue at this week's meetings of APEC finance ministers in Beijing. Finance ministers of 21 APEC economies, leaders of international organizations, and high-level representatives of the private sector are attending the talks that started Monday. China's foreign ministry spokesperson Hua Chunyin described the goals for this week's meeting.
关于明天将举行的
She said the theme of the meeting is shaping the future through partnerships in Asia. The finance minister's meeting will achieve three goals. Hua said the first is to achieve financial stability and contribute to the strengthening of the economy in Asia. China will also demonstrate its resolve in deepening reform and creating a favorable condition for the APEC leaders' meeting at the beginning of November. Whether China can ensure financial stability for the region when its own growth appears to be falling remains an open question. Commodity and real estate prices are falling quickly. In the past decade, authorities used large state-backed infrastructure projects to keep the economy growing when global demand for exports dipped. But in the past year, officials have said they are trying to pursue larger economic reforms instead of policies aimed at spurring short-term growth. Earlier this year, Prime Minister Li Keqiang said slower growth was part of the Chinese government plan to emphasize reform over rapid economic development. He and other government leaders pledged to reduce government debt and increase domestic consumption. Wang Dong is a professor at Peking University.
I think China's economy slows down because there's needs. Chinese leaders understand that they should care value more about the quality of growth instead of the quantity of growth. And I think that makes a lot of economic sense. And this is specifically should be the way that China should go.
This week, APEC finance ministers will also discuss China's proposal of an Asian Infrastructure Development Bank, which could rival the World Bank in the future. The bank would fund infrastructure throughout all of Asia, and China has worked to court other nations into adding to Beijing's pledge of $50 billion in startup capital. But the project has sparked criticism from the U.S. Treasury Department for its potential to diminish the influence of the World Bank and Asian Development Bank. U.S. authorities have also said the bank would lack environmental standards and other safeguards that typically govern lending projects by large international institutions. But the appetite for development across Asia remains high, and Professor Wang says other countries in the region will likely not share Washington's objections.
I think the American opposition really doesn't make sense, and it's really not constructive. And certainly, I think most of the countries in East Asia don't share that American view. And I also hope that the United States, U.S. government can take a more constructive view to that and just be less, build some mentality and let's help to improve. I think this, because this is really complementary to the existing international financial institutions.
This week, finance ministers' meeting comes amidst China's fourth plenum, a meeting of China's powerful central committee. Top of the agenda for the plenum will be two other drags on China's national economy: corruption and lack of rule of law. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Beijing.